Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
If you ask me, well, I think virtual museums are great. There is no way I can go to Paris to see the Louvre anytime I want, but with an online tour, I can do it anytime. The same applies to the Hermitage in Russia or the Smithsonian Museums in the USA. With virtual museums, you simply overcome the barrier of geographical restrictions and time zone constraints. It is one of the most important benefits of virtual museums and online tours, in my opinion.
Speaker B.
My older sister works in a virtual museum. She says they are getting more visitors now because of the online museum tours. I think it's not only because of the fact that with virtual museums the location is no longer a barrier. I think virtual museums get more visitors because they have evoked people's curiosity to explore a variety of museums and pick out the best that matches their taste to visit in person when time allows. You can't visit all the museums in the world in person, after all.
Speaker C.
Do you remember the last time you queued for a popular museum like Madame Tussauds? It could take you hours to get to a really good museum in person. Digital museums have put an end to long queues during peak rush hours, buying on-the-spot tickets, and so on. With virtual museums, you no longer have to wait in queues, for security scans, and other procedures as well. These are some of the barriers faced during in-person museum visits.
Speaker D.
Well, seeing the current scenario, when the health safety of some nations is still at risk, virtual museums are a great way out for those people who still want to visit museums despite social distancing. They are absolutely virus-free, as they can be attended right from indoors. I think it's the best advantage of virtual museums. It's great that you no longer have to come in close contact with people. You can witness beautiful art pieces and important artifacts and stay healthy.
Speaker E.
As for me, I don't like to go to museums in person because of the view blockage. You see, there are always many people in interesting museums. It's quite hard to look at some of the exhibits as long as you wish because there are always people who want to see them too, and they are a problem. That is why I love virtual museums. There is no one to disturb me. I don't have to listen to other people's conversations or try to see an exhibit standing behind other people.
Speaker F.
I know that many people enjoy going to virtual museums because they are convenient, free to visit, and safe. However, I still prefer to go to museums in person. To begin with, you can't have a good look at an exhibit with an online museum tour. Some small details may not be seen on your screen. Moreover, the very magic of going to a museum disappears. It's not the real thing, if you understand what I mean. I don't think people should be so keen on digital things.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
If you ask me, well, I think virtual museums are great. There is no way I can go to Paris to see the Louvre anytime I want, but with an online tour, I can do it anytime. The same applies to the Hermitage in Russia or the Smithsonian Museums in the USA. With virtual museums, you simply overcome the barrier of geographical restrictions and time zone constraints. It is one of the most important benefits of virtual museums and online tours, in my opinion. Speaker B.
My elder sister works in a virtual museum. She says they are getting more visitors now because of the online museum tours. I think it's not only because of the fact that with virtual museums, the location is no longer a barrier. I think virtual museums get more visitors because they have evoked people's curiosity to explore a variety of museums and pick out the best that matches their taste to visit in person when time allows. You can't visit all the museums in the world in person, after all.
Speaker C.
Do you remember the last time you queued for a popular museum like Madame Tussauds? It could take you hours to get to a really good museum in person. Digital museums have put an end to long queues during peak rush hours, buying on-the-spot tickets, and so on. With virtual museums, you no longer have to wait in queues, for security scans, and other procedures as well. These are some of the barriers faced during in-person museum visits.
Speaker D.
Well, seeing the current scenario, when the health safety of some nations is still at risk, virtual museums are a great way out for those people who still want to visit museums despite social distancing. They are absolutely virus-free, as they can be attended right from indoors. I think it's the best advantage of virtual museums. It's great that you no longer have to come in close contact with people. You can witness beautiful art pieces and important artifacts and stay healthy.
Speaker E. As for me, I don't like to go to museums in person because of the view blockage. You see, there are always many people in interesting museums. It's quite hard to look at some of the exhibits as long as you wish because there are always people who want to see them too, and they are a problem. That is why I love virtual museums. There is no one to disturb me. I don't have to listen to other people's conversations or try to see an exhibit standing behind other people. Speaker F.
I know that many people enjoy going to virtual museums because they are convenient, free to visit, and safe. However, I still prefer to go to museums in person. To begin with, you can't have a good look at an exhibit with an online museum tour. Some small details may not be seen on your screen. Moreover, the very magic of going to a museum disappears. It's not the real thing, if you understand what I mean. I don't think people should be so keen on digital things.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.